Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We welcome in Clay Travis with OutKick for the second time today. Vanderbilt Athletic Director confirming that he has passed away just 8 days after Malcolm Turner took over as the new AD, and his Williams' retirement was official. And Clay, he was a man that you knew well and respected a great deal. Sad news today.
He's just a fantastic guy. I think it's a big loss to the Vanderbilt community. And certainly the athletic department, but the university as a whole as well, because he taught a lot of law students, myself included, who came through the Vanderbilt University Law School during the last, 15, 20 years, while he has been on campus. And, I can't say enough about him. I mean, he was smart. He was funny. He was outgoing. Just for those of us who had the pleasure to get to know him, a really, really good guy. I didn't know anybody who disliked him that ever spent any time around him at all. And he had so many different hats that he wore for the university. He was the head general counsel, was involved in so many things, from the hospitals and every possible issue that Vanderbilt could have. There with growing the university as a whole. He came in initially with Chancellor Gee back when he came down from Ohio State and then fell in love with Nashville and the university and stayed there for so long. He was intimately involved in so many of the things that made Vanderbilt great. And I can just tell you, based on our experience, there probably is not an athlete at Vanderbilt who does not have a good David Williams story at some point in time. I mean, he was very involved in the admissions decisions and making sure. I remember him telling me, look, I view it as my responsibility that if we let a kid in here, they need to graduate, and it's my responsibility to make sure they can do the work. And I would imagine that there are going to be a lot of really positive statements flowing in from guys like, frankly, the David Prices of the world, the most successful Vanderbilt athletes you can imagine, all the way down the lowest rung of the totem pole to, people who barely were scholarship athletes on non-revenue producing sports. He had a substantial impact on a lot of people's lives, and it wasn't just Vanderbilt either. I think he was a big voice in expanding and making sure that they added Missouri and Texas A&M and that the SEC network came to be the success story that it was. Genuinely really good guy, even though I don't remember the last time that he would have been on your show, but I remember in the summer he came on and if I remember correctly, he was talking about the expansion of the stadium idea, and he came on and said, well, if Clay's seen the plans, I'd like him to let him show it to me. But that was just such a David Williams statement, able to challenge you, but to do it in a funny way where, even if you disagreed on something, you left feeling like this is just a genuinely good dude.
Well, and he actually joined us back in January, Clay, in studio for an hour. In November, actually, my bad. But he was, the end of last year, he was with us in studio for an hour to kind of look back on his career. We were talking and just reflecting on his time at Vanderbilt. And like you said, he wore so many hats, you can't really pigeonhole it just to athletics. But from an athletics perspective, there were a lot of good things that happened under his watch. To me, the thing that jumps out is he's the guy who discovered James Franklin. And he's the guy who showed Vanderbilt fans what Vanderbilt football could be with the right coach who understood what they needed to do at Vanderbilt to be successful. And that's what he found in James Franklin. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. I think you guys can go look at it. I don't know if he officially hired Tim Corbin or if Tim Corbin got there almost at the identical time as him, But I think it'd be hard to overlook the impact that Vanderbilt baseball has made and had under his tenure. And obviously, Tim Corbin is a huge part of that. He's been tremendously successful. Corbin has, but I think Corbin would point to David Williams and say, you know, that guy had my back and allowed us to turn Vanderbilt into, I think Vanderbilt's going to be the number one baseball team in the country again this year. Been to, you know, two championship games, won a national title. For a long time, the question was, can Vanderbilt compete at a high level? And I think certainly winning the baseball championship like they have done answered many of those questions. And I know he was very, very excited about what he believed the basketball program was going to be capable of. And obviously that hasn't happened this year. But in terms of recruiting, there's certainly a lot of bright spots that have appeared there. And even when he had Kevin Stallings, I mean, Vanderbilt basketball, if you look at their history, has not necessarily had a storied long run of incredible performances. The 20 years or 15 to 20 years that he was affiliated with the basketball program is about as good as it's ever been.
Clay Travis joining us here to reflect on the life of David Williams with the announcement of his passing. Clay, thanks for hopping back on with us. I know you're going to join Jason Martin tonight on the Big Six so people can hear you on 104.5 The Zone again, but we appreciate you hopping back on with us.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys having me. And like I said, I mean, for anybody in the Nashville community or the Vanderbilt community that knew David, I think their life was better for it. And, you know, I think that prayers up for his family. He's got a big family, and I know he's very proud of them. And I'm sure that they are going to have a lot of trouble, like many other people, coping with this. And he had an incredible life and an incredible impact on a lot of people.
Clay, thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate y'all having me. Thanks.